Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time now to check your voicemail, Steve. 877-29-STEVE is the number. You can call us and leave a message. You just might hear your call on the air. Are you ready, Steve Harvey?
All day.
This caller is named Mark. He'd like your advice about doing the right thing. Take a look.
Yeah, man. What's up, Steve, man? You know, my name's Mark, man. You know, I was just calling to let you know, bro, that, you know, I am a 37-year-old, you know, father and all that, brother, you know, all that good stuff, man. You feel me, man? But the reason why, you know, I was calling because I just want to ask you, man, like, how do I stay on the good side, stay down for the good side, man? Because, you know, like, I try and I try, you know, I'm trying to do the working thing. I'm trying to, you know, just be a good all-around person. But it's like, that's not getting me to the point where I need to be financially and mentally, man. For real. Man, you know, like, soon as I go do some, you know, something bad or something, you know, I don't supposed to be doing, then it felt like I get right to where, you know, well, I get that closer to where I need to be, man. But, you know, I don't want to keep doing it like that because I know it's wrong and everything, man, and I don't want to go back to the penitentiary, man. But I just want to know, man, how do I stay down for the good side, man? Because it just, man, it ain't working for me, man. It ain't, man. I don't know if you probably live the life I live because I know you said you've been through some things, but I, you know, I'm out there, man. But, you know, just let me know something, OG. Please, if you get this, man.
All right, I got it, man. Hey, brother, listen to me. That's the battle in all of us in some form or fashion. You trying to stay out them streets. Some dudes trying to stay out the strip clubs. Some dudes trying to stay out the other chick's house. Some dude trying to stay off drugs. Some dude is in here battling against all types of, for everybody faced with something. There's not a man living, Mark, that gets to escape temptation. You just don't, it's coming. It's coming. So stop beating yourself up about that. Now, you said a couple of things. I'm going to talk to them out of order. You said you don't want to go back to the penitentiary. First thing you got to do is not go back to the thing that put you there. That's a 1,000% for sure decision you have to make. If you don't want to go back, then you can't go back to the thing that sent you there. Now, doing the right thing is hard. But when you do the wrong thing, the consequences for that is hard too. See, doing the right thing in your case, Mark, trying to work a good job, trying to go home, take care of your family, is slow. So it's hard. But if you run out there to get that fast money and they bust you
back in there,
it's going to be hard, too. I'd rather have, see, now listen to me, Mark. Let me just say this as your OG. Life is hard. It really is, bro, for all of us. It ain't no easy street. It's just filled with challenges. And life is hard, but you got to accept, you got to pick your heart, Mark. It's hard to go to the gym and get in shape and follow that ritual every day. But it's hard to be a fat person too, though. See, it's hard. It's hard to open a business and try to become an entrepreneur and go to the bank and get a loan or find some people to help support you. That's hard. But it's hard going down to a job that you hate every morning. That's hard too. It's hard to do the right thing. And then you got the devil who is on your shoulder, and you got God on your other shoulder, and that devil is whispering to you because the devil got one mission in life. The devil's job is to rob you of your destiny. So he is going to whisper to what seems like the easy thing, the best thing to do. Hey, Mark, let me tell you something, man. You got to talk to God and get some strength. You got to ask God to help you. Just like you said it to me, just say it to God. Hey, God, I'm out here, man. I'm tripping a little bit right now. You know, I'm leaning the wrong way. Can you straighten me? Just help me fix the mindset that I need to stay on the straight path. That's the best thing I can give you right now, Mark. But hit me back if you need to talk again, bro. Yeah, for real.
Great advice, Steve. Great advice. All right. Thank you, Mark. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.